Here's a thought I'll title Monochrome Viewfinder. And to some degree, this is a bit of a confession on my part, because as a lifetime black and white photographer, I have to admit that I simply do not see in black and white. I know some photographers, they can look at a scene out there in the world with lots of color and convert it in their mind's eye, and they know exactly what it's going to look like when it gets rendered in black and white photography. I'm not one of those people. I've never been one of those people. I just cannot make that conversion. And for years, when I was shooting film with my view camera, I used one of those Fred Picker monochromatic viewers. You would hold it up to your eye. It was kind of brown colored, and it would tend to remove a lot of the color from the scene. It wasn't really a black and white view, but it was better than looking at the full color scene and trying, in my case, in vain, to see it as it would render in black and white film. This became particularly complicated when you thought about using a filter, like a red filter or an orange filter, to darken a blue sky. Then how do you convert that to a black and white? I was never able to do that. But thankfully, now, I don't have to worry about not having that skill, because all I need to do to help me see in black and white is to set my cameras to monochrome in the viewfinder, and suddenly all the color is stripped out. So when I look in my viewfinder, either at the LCD screen or through the little eye viewfinder, what I see is a black and white image. It still doesn't give me the ability to render in that scene the effect of a colored filter, but I can make some guesses as to what that's going to look like and be pretty close, even though I don't see it with my eye. But I do love having the monochrome viewfinder on my cameras. That's the default. Now, there are times when I know I'm going to want to make a color image, and I need to compose in color to make sure that I'm not, you know, leaving something on the edge that should be a little farther in the picture or cropped out. And so I have pre-programmed one of the buttons in my camera to switch from monochrome to color rendition in the viewfinder in the LCD screen. And so I can simply tap that button on my camera, and boom, I'm seeing essentially the color the camera sees. If I want to go back to black and white, tap that same button again, it flips back to monochrome. I can go back and forth, which helps sometimes decide not only composition, but what my ultimate rendition of that particular scene might be. For me, it's one of the great tools of digital photography. I should be more specific, of mirrorless cameras, so that the electronic feed that you get in the viewfinder is either color or black and white as you need it to be for making all the appropriate decisions for that image. If you've never tried using monochrome viewfinder, you might want to give it a go. It's really an incredibly valuable tool.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.